This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning. It's been a tough week for American forces in Iraq. 9 U.S. troops have been killed there in the past 2 days. The casualties come as the American-led coalition makes a new offensive against al-Qaeda fighters north of Baghdad in the Diyala province. Insurgents claimed the lives of some 273 civilians in Diyala last month. That's an increase from 213 in June. Meanwhile, U.S. bombers and fighter planes dropped 40,000 pounds of explosives Thursday during a 10-minute airstrike on al-Qaeda targets on the southern outskirts of Baghdad. The strikes are supposed to open a path for ground troops as part of Operation Phantom Phoenix. The security contractor Blackwater dropped CS gas from a helicopter over a checkpoint into Baghdad's Green Zone back in May of 2005. That's from this morning's New York Times. The Times says Blackwater calls the incident a mistake, but officers on the ground in Iraq that day tell the Times that a Blackwater convoy was stuck in traffic and that Blackwater may have used CS gas to clear the way. The substance is something like tear gas. It's usually used to control riots, and the military is allowed to use it only with permission from top commanders. The Times quotes one officer as writing, "This was decidedly uncool and very, very dangerous. No one exposed to the gas needed medical treatment." President Bush is in Ramallah today, meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Mr. Bush says he's racing the clock to forge a lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians before his term ends. Last year in Maryland, the two sides agreed to work toward an agreement, and since then, the negotiations have snagged over issues like Jewish settlements and Palestinian rocket fire. At a press conference today, reporters asked Mr. Bush about the shortcomings of past peace initiatives, including attempts by the United Nations.
Look, the UN deal didn't work in the past. And so now we're going to have an opportunity to redefine the future by having a state negotiated between an elected leader, the Palestinian people, as well as the Prime Minister of Israel. This is an opportunity to move forward.
Through a translator, President Abbas sounded an optimistic note.
We start with you a new year, hoping that this will be the year for the creation of peace.
A suicide bomber in eastern Pakistan today struck a group of 5 dozen policemen at a barrier in front of the Lahore High Court. The blast came as investigators from Scotland Yard visited forensics labs elsewhere in Lahore. They're in the city to look at evidence in the assassination of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto on December 27th. No one has claimed responsibility for today's attack. According to the Associated Press, suspicion has first gone to militants linked to the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is also suspected in the killing of Bhutto. And Johnny Grant, the honorary mayor of Hollywood, has died. The AP calls Grant Tinseltown's number one cheerleader for more than half a century. Grant hosted red carpet walks at the Oscars and joined Bob Hope overseas as a USO ambassador. He was 84. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Back to you, Allison and Bill.
Thanks, Laura. Johnny Grant died.
Johnny Grant.
I happen to live in that neighborhood for a lot of years. I must say, if you live there, you knew who Johnny Grant was. He was a guy.
He's the mayor.
Yeah, he was the mayor, and he was sort of did what mayors do. He gave away keys to the city, showed up when people put their hands on the concrete and stuff. Yeah, Johnny Grant. Rest in peace.
All right. Thanks, Laura.